Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's the game that's been circled on fan schedules since last spring. Patriots Broncos here at Gillette Stadium in prime time just before Thanksgiving. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning never gets old, but the latest installment in the longstanding rivalry between those two QBs adds a compelling twist this year. Wes Welker's move from Brady's side to Manning's side, and that's how we begin this week's opponent preview. Wes Welker scored a touchdown in each of his first six games with the Denver Broncos. That's a pretty appealing way to start your tenure with a new team. He's got nine touchdowns on the year already for what is far and away the NFL's number one offense. Yes, he is the common link between that record-setting attack 6 years ago in New England and what's taking place in Denver in 2013. Barring complications from a concussion he suffered last week, Sunday night will be Welker's return to what was his home for six seasons.
We knew it was... this day would come at some point based on when he went there. So, you know, you always follow the guys that you know in the league and you see how they're doing. He's having a great year, so I would expect nothing less.
Tom Brady was not into dealing with emotions and sentiments when talking about Welker on Wednesday. Neither is anyone else on the Patriots. Instead, they're dealing with a tough task, defending Welker. Steve Gregory did just that on the practice field last year and also as a Patriot opponent with the San Diego Chargers.
He's a great player, you know, somebody that we're going to have to definitely prepare for, you know, but we have a lot of respect for Wes and what he's capable of, so we'll have to definitely prepare for him.
I think it's going to be similar to when we went out there in training camps and practices and competed against him. We know he's a tough guy, so we're preparing. We know, you know, he's probably going to be out there. He doesn't miss many games. I think we know that from playing with him, and we expect to see him Sunday.
Welker is part of a big four in Manning's passing game. 6'3" deep threat Demaryius Thomas, who is closing in on 1,000 yards receiving. Breakout tight end Julius Thomas, tied for the AFC lead with 10 receiving touchdowns. Eric Decker, who is having a relatively quiet 54-catch season. And Welker. Manning has thrown 34 touchdowns in 10 games, a pace that would top Brady's NFL record of 50 in 2007.
Well, Peyton's in that class of the quarterbacks in this league that you have to be on point because he knows defense just as well as or not better than some of the guys playing defense. So we have to make sure we're on point and understand what we're doing and also understand how they're trying to attack us. So decisions have to be made fast, and we have to just play football.
Well, as for Welker, he does need to be cleared by Broncos doctors and an independent physician before returning to action, so his status is up in the air. In fact, Manning, Julius Thomas, and Welker all missed practice on Wednesday, so even if they all play, that trio may be less than 100%. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.